Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. I want to talk to you about proclaiming the gospel on television. That's exactly what I do. And we have from Matthew 28, the Great Commission. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always to the end of the world." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel has so revolutionized my life and so touched me. As a teenager, this happened. I believed in Jesus. I received the Holy Spirit. And oh, did my life change. And ever since that time, I've had this fire, this energy, this passion to want to proclaim the gospel. Thanks be to God. God has given me a platform of television to do this, because I believe that people everywhere need to know Jesus in a personal way and receive eternal life and be on the way to heaven. Now, I joined a religious community. You can see my habit here, my passionist habit. I joined a religious community called the Passionists, and we are dedicated. We're in 60 countries. We're dedicated to proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. And as a passionist, I became a priest 24 years ago, and Catholic priests are dedicated to proclaiming the gospel. Now, God has given me a wonderful platform to do this on television. The founder of the Passionists, his name was St. Paul of the Cross. He lived in the 1700s in Italy, and he was a mystic and a great preacher. He went all around Italy proclaiming the gospel. He was called the Hunter of Souls, and I love that. I really believe that we can't wait for people to come to us. We got to go to them. That's exactly what television does. It offers a platform by which we go beyond the walls of the church into people's homes, hospitals, hotels, prisons, so that we can preach the gospel. You know, there was a Pew Research survey done recently, and it said this, after interviewing 35,000 people, a good sampling, it said that every religious denomination has declined in numbers and gone down percentage-wise. I heard about that and I read that, and that so grieved me. I was hoping that our denominations would grow. And get this, atheism, agnostics, and something called nuns, because they have no religion, they've gone up 6%. See, we live in an age where we have to reach out. The denominations are going down, atheism is going up, and I really believe that the gospel still has its power and its attractiveness, and we have to bring this to people so that they can have eternal life. I remember when I was a teenager, born and brought up Catholic, wasn't going to church. For all intents and purposes, I was lost. I didn't know what was real. I didn't know if God was true. I was just flipping through the channels, and that's the way a lot of people find me. They're just flipping through the channels. And I'm flipping through the channels, and I came upon a Billy Graham show. And I don't know why, I was just interested in it. I listened to what Dr. Graham had to say. But in time, I finally surrendered my life to Christ, received the Holy Spirit, had a rebirth, and now I've got this fire deep within. And I want to tell you, it was through television that this all happened. I remember watching the movie Jesus of Nazareth when I was a teenager. Wow! Did that impact me? It was through television. Television is a powerful medium to proclaim the gospel. Well, recently, I was invited to be on the Trinity Broadcasting Network on their Praise the Lord program. I have a program on there called Live with Passion that airs every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock Eastern. So they invited me to be on their Praise the Lord program. Their Praise the Lord program has aired for many years. They have different guests on there, and it's broadcast nationally live in prime time. So we're going to go to that interview, and I want you to watch the interview and what happened there with Bishop McClendon and what we talked about, and I'll be right back right after the interview, so stay tuned.
I have with me here Father Cedric Pisania, yes, who is an anointed Catholic priest God is using throughout the nation and the nations of the earth. He has a program right here on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, a TV program entitled Live with Passion, and he ministers out of Houston, Texas. Would you please welcome with me Father Cedric Pisania here to praise the Lord tonight. God bless you.
Thanks, Bishop.
It's an honor to meet you, Father. And once again, as I shared with you briefly before we came on, I've watched your television program and been blessed by it. It's very, very significant, I know, to your heart, the ecumenical move that God has ushered in the earth, and you are a part of it. Talk to me a little bit about why you believe that's so important in this hour.
Well, it is very important. And first of all, I think about the Crouches. I have to begin by thanking Jan Crouch for inviting a Catholic priest to be on the Trinity Broadcasting Network to proclaim the gospel around the world. Don't you agree?
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? Thank you, thank you. Jan, if you're watching right now, you're always telling people that you love us, and you say, I love you with the love of the Lord. Well, I want to tell you, I love you with the love of
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
And we blow you a kiss.
Praise
wherever
God.
You are, and all the Crouches. Thank you so much for having me on. But I have to tell you that there's a great ecumenical move right now. There shouldn't be just denominations. I mean, we're all one in Christ.
That's right.
And I'm thinking about what just happened in Rome. You know, we have a new pope, Pope Francis. He was consecrated a couple years ago. And Christianity today said he's our Francis as well as Catholics' Francis. So
yeah,
he's for the whole world. And you may not know it, but Ken Copeland, who was just here ministering, as well as James Robison, they were just over in Rome a year ago. And the Pope had them at a private audience and talked to them about, get this, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So this is one of the big platforms that Pope Francis talks about, is knowing Jesus in a personal way. He put out an apostolic exhortation called The Joy of the Gospel, that there ought to be great joy with the gospel. And in it, he talks about a personal encounter with Jesus, that you can come to know him in a personal way. So James Robison was there. And right when he said that, they gave each other a high five. Can you imagine the Pope high-fiving an evangelical minister? And it was beautiful. I think we have that shot. There
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't you love that? But I just wanted to tell you that it's interesting. You know, my program, Live with Passion, has been on Trinity Broadcasting and the Church Channel now for about 3 years. I'm on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock Eastern, kind of early Pacific time, 5 a.m. in the morning. But it's interesting. I have many partners who support me to reach out because I'm a priest with a vow of poverty. I don't have any money myself. All the monies that are given to me goes to my community. I belong to a religious community called the Passionists. You can see my religious habit here. This means the passion of Jesus Christ. So all the money that comes to me through my partners goes right to the community for television. It's interesting. I'd say 2/3 of my people that are partners with me are Catholic, because I'm on many Catholic networks also. But a third of my partners, and there's some here tonight, are evangelicals, Pentecostals,
Hallelujah.
Baptists, Methodists, Lutherans, you name it. So give yourself a hand. Thank you so much for supporting me. I really appreciate that. I need your partnership, and I really, really appreciate it. We're all one in Christ, and that's what I wanted to start by proclaiming. So, Bishop.
You know, it's so powerful. It's such a powerful expression, I believe, of what God is doing in this hour. You know, Jesus prayed that we would be one, as he and the Father are one. And I believe that a part of what God is doing in using your ministry in the way that he is fulfilling that prayer in the earth. So talk to me just a little bit about your television program.
Yes.
and the ministry that flows through you on that program.
Well, it's called Live with Passion. I'm a Catholic priest, and my heart is to reach out to those who are not going to church, to young people, those who feel lost, as well as to inspire believers. So I'm really trying to do that. You know, I grew up with Billy Graham. I was 19 years old, and my heart was so touched by his preaching. And, of course, Joyce Meyer now, and Joel Osteen, and so many others. Your wonderful preaching, Ken Copeland, and so many others. So it was years ago, we had a Catholic archbishop. His name was Archbishop Fulton Sheen.
Yeah.
And he was on television all around the world, and some of you know of his ministry.
Exactly.
Well, he said that This is the age of television. You know, right now, millions of people are just surfing, and they're looking for something. And, you know, we have the internet, and we have all these different devices, iPhones and different things. But the main thing that people are doing is watching TV. And I really believe that through television, we have a church without walls.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we can't expect people to come to us. You know, there was just a Pew Research survey that was done just a couple months ago, very valid survey, and it said that all denominations are down, numbers-wise, percentage-wise, all
yeah.
denominations in attendance. And atheism, agnosticism, and they call them nuns because they're not going to no
right.
church,
right.
is up.
Yeah, that's right.
And this grieves me. I almost cried when I read that.
Yeah.
Because really, we have eternal life, we have the gospel, we have the hope of heaven, and this needs to be proclaimed to the people. So we can't expect them to come to the church. We got to go to them. So
yeah.
get this. Through my television program, great things are happening. One of the things that's happening to me is I'm getting emails and letters and, of course, support from partners. Through TBN, we're reaching into prisons.
Yeah.
I got a letter from a death row prisoner.
Yeah.
And he said, Father, because of your preaching, I'm coming back to the
Thank
Catholic
God.
Church.
Thank God.
You know, another prisoner, confirmed. And then I remember a man wrote me, an agnostic. And he said, Father, he said, through your preaching, he said, science is my religion.
Hmm.
He says, but through your preaching, I now watch your program every week.
Praise
and
God.
And I'm coming back to God.
Praise God.
And then, there's power. There's power in television. Let me just share you really quickly this one other story that I have. This happened in, I believe it was Louisville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And I was giving a mission there, preaching. That's what I do full time is I travel around the country preaching revivals, missions, trying to bring people to Christ, to a personal relationship with Him, receive the Holy Spirit. And I'm preaching there, and a man comes to me to confession. And he says, Father, before we begin confession, he says, I got to tell you something. I was at home watching TV, and I was just flipping through the channels, and you came on. And he said, I didn't want to watch any of that religious stuff, so I went to turn it off, and the volume went up on the channel changer. And he said, that was the only button that worked, was the volume. And he said, okay, I guess I got to watch this. So he said, as I watched it, I realized that, you know what, I had fallen away from the church, and I needed to change, and I really needed God in my life. And he said, that's why I'm here to confession. And he said, in his confession, we had this beautiful, it was a moment of conversion.
Hmm.
And it all happened because of television.
Yeah.
And that's why I love TBN, the church channel, all the different channels that you have on. They're reaching out to multitudes of people all around the world. This is the third largest network, the largest Christian network in the world, third largest network out of secular TV in the world,
right.
reaching out to millions. And, you know, Ken Copeland was talking about how the devil is using all these different things like music and movie and different things like that. Well, we got to use what
That's
God
right.
has given us to bring people to salvation.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And that's why this network is so important. That's why the support of, as Paul and Jan always used to say, Dr. Paul, of course, is in heaven. Jan is still saying it. Matt and Laurie are still saying, this is your TBN. And through the collective, people are being reached all over the globe with the gospel. And I just think we should thank God for that. It's happening right now. Thank you, Jan. Thank you for the vision. You know, Father Cedric, you're an author of a number of books.
19 different books.
19 yeah. different books. You've just released another book. Talk
yes.
to us a little bit about that book. What is your heart conveying in this most recent release?
God revealed to me three things in particular, and it's in all my books in some way, shape, or form, that there are three areas in our life that we really need to work on. And number one, our relationship with God.
Yes.
That's crucial.
Yeah.
Number two, character development, becoming a person of integrity and virtue. That's number two, and that's really important too. And then number three, dreaming dreams, seeing visions, realizing your potential. I have a saying in my ministry that I really love. It's kind of the foundation of my ministry. Who you are is God's gift to you, but who you become is your gift to God. Don't you love that?
I like that.
Who you are, God's gift to you. Who you become is your gift to God.
Yeah.
So that's what I do in my books, Challenges Make Champions. It's coming. It's now just been published this month. Go to my website, fathercedric.org. You'll see all the information there. There are free booklets you can download. You can check out my bookstore. I have podcasts. I have television programs you can watch. Again, the television program is called Live with Passion, Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Also on the church channel, that's Eastern time. Also on the church channel, 9 o'clock on Saturday night. So
I would love to hear a bit about what you say in your book about the development of character. And here's why. Because character is one of those things that we all need to develop, and we all want to develop it now. And yet the Bible tells us that character is produced in some degree through patience and perseverance. Yeah. How is it that you have approached that in your book? I'd love to know.
Well, I tell all kinds of story about how it's actually adversity in life that makes us grow. You've all heard that. No pain, no gain type of a thing.
Yeah.
Talk about patience. Do you ever hear about the story? This woman comes in the confessional and she's praying for patience to the priest. She goes, "Father, pray for patience for me." So the wise priest goes, "Lord, send this woman tribulation in the morning, tribulation in the afternoon, tribulation in the evening." And she goes, "Father, what are you doing? I asked you to pray for patience."
Yeah.
And the wise priest said, "Ma'am, you got to understand something. Tribulation produces patience. So watch what you pray for. You might just get it." Yeah. So really, the whole book, Bishop, is about going through adversity. And adversities can either make you or break you.
Yes.
They can make you bitter or better. Right. Tombstone or a stepping stone, prison or a prism. You can turn your scars into stars. You can be a victim or a victor. You know, I got all those alliterations, but it's in the book.
I like them.
Yeah, it's in the book. I hope you check it out. But but I did want to talk really quickly, because I know I don't have a lot of time, a little bit about my habit here. This is my religious habit. I'm what's called a passionist priest. We have a dedication to the passion of Christ.
Okay.
And it's interesting. There are priests, there are brothers. We have lay people involved with us. We are worldwide in 60 different countries, and we proclaim the passion of Christ, the cross of Christ, to all people. And it's interesting, long ago, I remember I was going to college, I was just wearing the cross, just like most young people do. You know, they wear it on their earrings or on their neck or something like that. And I remember a young girl came up to me at a party, and she challenged me about it. And she said, "Do you know what the cross means, or are you just wearing it to look good?"
Hmm.
And I didn't know what it meant.
Interesting.
Well, in time, I went through some things. Talk about suffering and character development. I went through some things. I gave my life to the Lord, and He saved me. He died for me personally on the cross, filled me with the Holy Spirit, and now I have the assurance of eternal life. So this is what I do in the Catholic Church, and now through television to all people. I try to help people to know that your sins can be forgiven, that Jesus died for you personally,
you,
and you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. So here's what I'm thinking.
Thank you, Jesus.
There may be some people out there watching by TV tonight. You're wearing the cross. You got it on your ear. Maybe it's tattooed on you. Perhaps you're in prison watching, and you don't know what the cross means.
Yeah.
And I want to challenge you tonight like that girl challenged me.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to know that Jesus died for you personally.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and you can have the assurance of eternal life. This revolutionized my life. This
Glory
completely
to God
changed
forever.
Me. And that's why I give myself with
Hallelujah.
Passion. That's why my television program is now through the grace of God, now broadcast around the world to help people. So here's what I want to do.
Thank you, Lord.
If you're watching this program, maybe you just flipped in. You're going, "A Catholic priest on Trinity Broadcasting Network." I believe it's providential that you just tuned in.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about one of our saints, St. Ignatius of Loyola, a great man who surrendered himself to God and had a wonderful conversion. And he had a prayer, "Take, Lord, receive." And so would you just open
Thank
your heart
you,
at this
Jesus.
Moment, allow me to pray, and I pray that you will give your heart to Christ. He died for you personally. He wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. He wants you to have
Hallelujah.
Eternal life. No more frustration. He wants you to have joy deep
Hallelujah.
In your heart, that joy restored, the purpose and the meaning of life. So let me pray the wonderful prayer of St. Ignatius.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, "Take, Lord, receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding,
Thank you, Lord.
My entire will.
Thank you, Lord.
You've given all to me, and I return it. Give me only your love and your grace. That's enough for me." And I pray for all of you who are watching this program, as you surrender to Jesus now, that you would know him as your Savior in a personal way, as the Pope said, that you would realize that he died for you personally so that you could have eternal life, that you would be filled with the Holy Spirit and have a new life bubbling up within you, and you would have that blessed assurance of eternal life. And this is something I do as a Catholic priest. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Father Cedric Pizzegna. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.